You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It's 8 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Eddie Van Adler, Blazing Silverman, our Rick and Bubba intern earning his degree in common sense, but for the love of all that's good and kind, has now become a superpower. Eddie Van Adler settling in. The YouTube experience now enhancing both live and archived content. He'll handle that for you. If you have not subscribed to the Rick and Bubba YouTube channel, I don't know what you're waiting on. It's free. Do that so that you get alerts every time there's some new something new there, including the live show when it starts as an option for you. We got the kickoff hour behind us. We've got another week started, and I know what is on everybody's mind every time we start something new is Bubba back. No, he's not. We talked about this now. That this was not going to be, I went and they cut some of my liver off and I'm bouncing back. It's a tough recovery. We got a pretty nasty incision.
Got a heel.
There's nothing today that is anything that is, we're progressing. Mm-hmm. You know, we're moving. Okay. So, we're still waiting on that pathology report, but Bubba is recovering, and we don't really have any other update other than he's recovering. No setbacks. He's progressing, and it's getting better. So it's all good. So thank you for all your prayers, and certainly the Bussey family continues to send through us that they want you to know, and that, of course, they're thanking you themselves as well, but that they feel them and they matter. And, the prayers now are let's get to the other end of this and let's hope that this surgery has resolved the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no indication that it hasn't. And so that's all good news. So we'll update you. It was an active weekend, and we will I will say this, and Helmsy, I need an update from you.
Uh-oh.
I saw what everybody else said. Bubba had pictures of the piece of his liver that was cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also he had pictures of it sliced open, revealing the cancerous tumor.
I don't want to see those pictures.
Right. That's why I requested. No,
I don't know what happened with me, but I wanted to see it. And, did you see it?
I did see it. I asked for it. He sent them to me. I looked at them for, 10, 15 minutes and then.
No.
Then let Amanda look at it, and she looked at it for a little bit. And yesterday I even showed one of our all mutual friends at church. Didn't do this with everybody, but there was a mutual friend that I felt like I could share that with, and he didn't want anything to do with it. He was like, no, I don't want to look at
when,
that.
When I stared into that cancerous tumor.
It was something else, wasn't it?
Well, it was like watching Auburn's offense.
Yeah.
It was ugly, and it did not feel pleasant, and I didn't know why I was looking at it.
Well, I want to go on record for anyone who has any type of surgery or anything. I don't want to see pictures of what they took out, and B, I don't want to see your scar.
Right.
Why does everybody who has some procedure want you to look at all that? I don't want to look at it.
I'm usually not the guy to do that, but I'll tell you what was going on, okay?
No.
Everybody was turning him down but Rick, and I thought, you know what? He's really wanting to share this, and I'm going to take one for the
everybody
team.
Everybody does. Let the guy show you part of his liver.
I'm going to let him show.
Everybody that has surgery wants to show you,
I'll say this.
I don't want to
see
it.
Hey, bigger than I thought. I don't know if you can know this or not, but there was a ruler sitting there. That's why that's that little tape that was there. And I zoomed in on how big it was, and Amanda was even going, wow, okay, it's a little bigger than
I thought he was saying little spot.
Oh, no. I mean,
in comparison to the whole liver,
yes, it was small. But
bigger piece than I thought.
Bigger piece than I thought too.
No.
I tell you, when he says they got good margins, they got good margins.
That's a lot of liver laying there.
It was. Yes.
See, I also know he was kind of. That's the running.
If
joke
it was,
of, hey guys, y'all want to see?
If,
so I also know he was playing.
If you ordered liver,
you would have said, wow, what a serving.
Wow.
Rick. Now, you're getting off.
I'm just telling you.
So much for portion control.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hannibal Lecter would have said, yeah.
Yes.
Guys, speaking of which, I want y'all to stop talking about this. I want to be able to eat again, please.
Thank you.
And that's nothing against.
I know.
We all hadn't seen it.
I love Bubba, but I don't want
to. I don't like anything that comes out of a person.
I got
it.
No. Look, I totally get it. I don't know why, because I'm normally in your camp, Greg.
And I don't like scars. I don't want to see you staples.
No, don't pull your shirt up and show me anything.
I don't want to see.
And when they pull their shirt up, they do it slow. They go.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that? Hey.
Why do they do it so slow? But you're right. Know. It's almost.
I got that look. I'm gonna hit my.
Craig, you're so right on that.
Put it up.
You're so right on that.
I
don't want to see it.
Once it's healed, your scar's okay.
I don't want to see his incision, even though I know he'll try to show it to us when he gets back.
Everywhere.
But I don't know what it was. Maybe it's what Helmsley's talking about. I felt like he wanted to show us his liver.
I'm sorry, and I wish him well, but I'm not looking at it.
But I don't know whether I'm glad I saw it or not. I didn't know what to do.
My mind
started saying, oh, no, I know this guy, and that's part of his liver. This is not a stranger's liver. Yeah. This is a guy I've known for 30 years, his liver.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a guy I know real well. That's what's inside his body.
No.
Yeah,
no. I mean, it was
Rick. You spent a lot of time with that liver and didn't realize
that liver sat next to me for
a lot of years,
and I've never seen it.
No.
But I saw it.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
I'm picturing it right now. I can tell you.
I've got the pictures pulled back up. I'm looking at it.
Hell. I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and the liver was sitting in the chair across from me.
Is it remember me?
That's why
I'm in your mind now.
Nah, it's a lot.
I'm with you, Adler.
I got a photographic memory in here, guys. I can't deal with it.
Can I tell you something, Adler? It's a lot more liver than you thought.
Yep.
That's why I don't want to see it. Now my imagination is making it worse, I feel like.
I'm fighting everything in my being to text it to you.
Please don't.
Because I have it. Just think, I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could show it to you like that.
Please don't do that. I'm asking you, please don't.
Rick, how quick?
That quick you can see it.
See, now he wants to show it.
I do.
People just want to show
it. I'm showing it to Blazing Silverman, I'll tell you that.
They do. They want to show it off.
Huh?
I have no desire to see anything.
Cancer. I got to see cancer. Too.
Well, that was my biggest thing is not only did we get to see liver, we saw what a liver with cancer looks like.
I didn't realize that cancer looked like
a
mushroom.
And y'all were excited about that?
It looked a lot like a mushroom.
Don't know why. Quit talking. Now you're painting too good a picture.
Okay, sorry.
Very descriptive.
Yeah, sorry, that's just what I do.
It's creepy looking.
That's what I do. I
found myself looking.
That's like asking LeBron
Rick,
James not to
Rick, I Googled normal liver and just liver and looked at a picture and then looked at Bubba's.
Oh, you went further than
I
me.
I did.
Oh, you're doing research.
I was.
In a sick, sick, twisted way, I Googled liver and onions.
Rick,
Come on now.
To see a cow liver.
That's sick. That is sick.
That's twisted.
I'm horrified.
Hey, if you want to see it, just tell me.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, I don't want to see it.
Like that, I could show it.
Please don't. Please.
I'm putting it on Instagram.
Rick!
No, I'm not. I'm kidding.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, let me talk to you about inflation. I know you're tired. I'm tired of talking about it too, but I mean, we face it every time we go out, don't we? Have you seen the latest inflation numbers? I mean, God love our president. I mean, he can't communicate to us what's going on, okay? The country is continuing to suffer. The stock market had its worst day in over two years, okay? That's the reality. Biden administration continues to throw a party like they're doing well, so they don't have the answer, and they're trying to do that because of the midterms coming up. So that's not going to help you. This economy is not well. It is sick. And the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates. That's not going to help. So we recommend that you diversify right now with gold and silver. And I want to recommend, and I'm going to tell you why, you take a look today, listen to me, on Allegiance Gold. Now, Allegiance Gold can help you protect your IRA or your 401k with physical gold and silver. Or if you prefer, you can have it delivered securely right to your front door. Their approach is a little different. That's why I want to write it down again, Allegiance Gold. Their approach is a little different. They focus on educating and developing a long-term strategy that's right for you. You don't really want to go into this world and there be some boilerplate plan that might not be the best thing for you. They want to look at your situation and then educate you on how you use these for your situation. Allegiance Gold has some of the highest ratings in the industry. 5 stars with TrustLink, AAA rated with Business Consumer Alliance, A+ from the Better Business Bureau. So here's where you need to go. Protect with rickandbubba.com. That way they know you came from here. Protect with rickandbubba.com and listen to the offer you're going to get. You get the best offer, $2,500 of free silver on a qualifying purchase, okay, when you tell them that you heard about it here. All right, protect with rickandbubba.com. Take advantage of this and do it now. I know, Greg, speaking of you, this is the week of the crap run.
It is.
This is when you'll be running a 5K.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right. I'll be running a 5K. 10th annual crap run from Benesis Foundation.
Huh? Yep.
Check out what they do. They provide, you know, care packages for cancer patients.
Uh-huh.
Benesis, she went through, I think, like 5 bouts. And she knew exactly, you know, when you're up there all day, the things you need. And provide these at no cost to people. And this is a fundraiser to help fund all that, to do that. And
so if I want to run in it, which I don't, but if I want to run in it or see you run in it come Saturday.
Yes.
And the weather looks like it's going to be great.
I think we're, you know, depending on where the hurricane goes, but I think we're going to be good.
Yeah, what is all this? Because it never fails. And I thought about all the things I was sad about for Bubba missing, you know, and I don't know how much of this week he'll miss. We're shooting for him maybe mid to late week. But he's when I heard that there really is a hurricane now,
I know
and Bubba loves hurricane coverage.
Well, he called us out the other week. He got some bad information and thought there was 2 or 3
got burned a little bit on that one. Yeah. And it was uncomfortable when Span was telling them that wasn't going to affect our weather.
You can't go to the Wall Street Journal for your weather.
You can't.
And then you get Span cranked up if you start saying you saw something on social media. But you know how people get things so wrong?
Yeah.
So wrong. So this past weekend, by the way, if you want to get information about this Saturday with Greg, it's in the upcoming events. And if you're in the Birmingham area, Speedy, going over to see the folks in Mountain Brook.
Yep. Can't hide money.
Can the Brookies?
His people.
Do the Brookies know that Helena Knight's coming over?
Yeah.
You become a regular there.
That's right. Hey, have you?
Here I come.
Hey, let me. Are you going to be wearing slacks?
Yeah, yes, I will be.
Okay,
I will make sure.
I mean, dress appropriately to be in Mountain Brook, will you?
Yeah. Helena is the Mountain Brook, Shelby County.
It's the poor man's Mountain Brook.
That's right. Yeah. Well. did you hear what happened in Mountain Brook over the weekend?
What's that?
Somebody was a victim of a drive-by snubbing.
Oh no, really?
Again. I hope I don't have where you're at. Right,
that's awful.
But anyway, so Speedy, if you're in the ZZK market out of Birmingham, he'll be at Publix Greenwise in Mountain Brook, noon to 2, coming up Saturday as well. So, and you can find all that at rickandbubba.com under upcoming events. But speaking of events, so there was a lot going on this past weekend involving the Man Church, and then Sherry and I actually had 2 things that we did over the weekend together. Then I went and spoke yesterday in Mobile at West Mobile, which we'll get into that in a little bit. But you know how people, especially when it comes to hurricanes, it's like misinformation gets out there so fast.
And so
you hear.
Look. This started. So how you get into Mobile? I'm flying. I'm going to fly in and fly back out. You know they got a hurricane coming.
You talking about from this Almighty. This
yesterday,
past
yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. No,
I said. Were you talking to Bubba?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think we're, you know.
Did they really?
You know,
Rick,
but then it made.
Unless you were going to Cuba.
Rick, you misheard that.
No, but
look, I don't think you were.
Then it makes you look at your phone to go, well, is Oscar texting me? Is we got
right,
hit,
we yeah, got we have problems I don't know about.
Yeah.
And nobody could be this wrong.
And, of course, you know me, I don't follow the weather, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's like, well, you know, I mean, Mobile, they may be part of this hurricane. And
I'll tell you this.
So I start thinking, my gosh, am I flying in a hurricane?
No,
it would be the fastest moving hurricane in history if it got to Mobile by yesterday.
Yeah. So then finally, of course, I get to the actual airport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, man. You know, now I come off like an idiot.
Right.
Yeah,
and he's like, what?
I'm like, hey, the guy looks at me. He goes, when are you coming back? And I said, today. He goes, you know, the hurricane is not even going to affect weather, if it does at all, where you're going until like Thursday or Friday. I said, What? So it came in this past? No, I'm talking the next week.
Somebody got you in.
And I was like, "Well," he goes, "I think you can get the Mobilin back before the hurricane affects you."
But yeah. You can go back four or five times there.
Yeah. Why do people do that? I mean, it's the same.
It's the same thing.
Somebody said
on the coaching carousel too about, hey, you heard so and so's leaving.
Oh, they're out.
Somebody's
they're
been
gone.
Fired or whatever. Yeah. Cranked up on Deion Sanders going to Auburn this past weekend.
Oh yeah.
I told you,
Georgia Tech just fired their coach.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a bit of information. But back to the hurricane, Rick. This morning, if you're listening live on the 26th, it went from tropical storm to hurricane,
and it's still way far from here. So yeah, you were safe on your trip. Right. You weren't shaking hands with danger.
Well, yeah, I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, it may be here by Thursday. You look out.
Hey, easy now.
You better get some wind off.
Hey, easy. I don't even think the plane ever moved.
Yeah.
But the so
then you can't predict where they're going.
Yeah, so are we? Should we? Would it make Bubba feel left out if we talked to Span about the hurricane?
Should we wait?
It would.
Let it get closer, and maybe if Bubba
probably
gets
Tuesday to Wednesday, we probably
there's
need
a
to.
Chance. I know it's a little out there.
Yeah,
there's a chance that Bubba could possibly be back by Thursday.
Yeah, which that's when it's supposed to be making landfall on the Gulf side of Florida.
Do you think
Tampa Bay?
Do you think Span should be on? Is that too late? I mean, because I'd like for Bubba to be part of that.
Yeah.
If he hears us talking about a hurricane,
let's let
and
him
then
the
and
golf.
Then you know, yeah, and, I know. And Artemis supposed to try to go again this week too.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Do you think he would be proud of us for getting ahead of it early?
You like make Bubba proud?
Yeah. If we talk to Span on Tuesday and get an update, is he sitting at home going?
I'm so proud of them
right now.
Yeah, I'd like to make
you
him
can
proud.
Hit that button.
Way to be,
right, way to be responsible.
Yes. See, I think Bubba would take that approach.
Yeah, and if he gets to hear the theme song, Hurricane.
Yeah.
Because Span will not mess it up.
Right.
We're the only ones that could. If we were doing it on our own, like we're doing now,
yeah,
we'd probably mess it up. But Bubba's sitting there going, "Wow, so proud of those guys right now. They made the decision to be responsible and bring Span in early.
Okay.
This makes my day. I'm fired
up. That's
right,
Rick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
See?
I like that. And then having back on.
Our sense of humor, by the way, got a lot of that at church yesterday. Can't believe y'all made Bubba cut liners because of what he's going through and y'all putting that together. Y'all handle things much different than the rest of the world. And I had to remind them, yes, we do.
No, I said we have very odd coping skills.
We do.
Our coping mechanisms may not be for everybody.
Borderline on a little off.
Right. But we're let me tell you something.
You're right, by the way.
If you ever hear us go real solemn, it's bad. Yeah.
Boy, you better be.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of times we should have been solemn that we're not. So if we ever actually do, you know.
Yeah,
and it's the reason why I didn't go see Bubba in the hospital because he says if you show up, I know it's over.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, it must be bad.
Yeah, right.
Burgess is here.
Right.
No, he normally would have sent a text.
Yeah, I don't remember what was that TV show. Was it Touched by an Angel?
Oh yeah.
When the angel of death would show up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All my friends say that's me.
Yeah.
So they say, look, don't come because if you come, I realize that somebody's told you this is real bad.
Right.
Yeah. That's good. So good.
Because if it's just a drop box.
Yeah.
And didn't we all kind of admit that if we're the person in the hospital,
I don't want visitors.
I know everybody's heart's in the right place.
Especially they've been hacking on me, cutting me.
But it goes back to what I said, and I know this is not normal either.
Gross.
But the way that we operate, and I think more men are this way than they'll admit, when we have something, if we're sick, hurt, or whatever, we're like animals. We just want to go off and lay in pine straw and recover.
Yeah, that's true.
We want to golf in the woods, and we don't really want anybody to look at us.
That's a good point.
You know, it's true. We just want, and then, you know, now we feel obligated to try to talk to you when you come to the hospital. We just want to sleep.
I don't feel good.
Yeah. Right. So why don't I schedule Span for tomorrow?
Okay.
And get a good update from him because we'll know more then. And then when Bubba gets back, we'll have him on again.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know where Greg's his rocket buddy and his eating buddy. You're kind of his weather buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do this.
Yeah,
I'll schedule Span.
Yeah.
For him.
And you want to hear from him?
What? Span. Yeah. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Rick and Bubba.
So we're kind of looking back over the weekend first on some stuff. I will tell you guys this because of the active weekend and Greg with your birthday celebration with your wife and family gathering, you might have been in a similar situation. The only football game I saw throughout the entire weekend was high school football where Greg's son and my nephew and the coaching staff and the players of Thompson High School played in an outstanding game, two state champions in two different divisions playing each other. When I say state champions, from last year, I know it's not the same two teams.
I know. Yeah.
You get people graduating and all that, but they both brought back a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And so everybody had both of them ranked.
And that field was full of athletes.
And and I watched that high school game, and that's the only game I saw. And what a game it was.
Yeah, it was a great game.
Now, it was a little closer than I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But it was a great game and very physical. It was good. You know, can I just tell you, and I understand, please hear me out when I say this, okay, because I know I understand, and I do not want, and I am thankful that for the most part, we who all played football and our sons who played football and had got through this very dangerous physical sport relatively unscathed, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
And I understand it's an extremely dangerous game. But it is a game that's designed to be played at a highly physical level, and the direction football's going, it is just a breath of fresh air to see at any level teams play what I consider to be football that looks a little more like the football I remember.
Yeah.
Where it's physical, people are getting jacked, people are getting after it, and it's very, very physical. Now, there were parts of the game, because it's high school, that were ugly. But overall, these were very, very high-level players. And I saw
a lot of speed.
Well, I saw one of the things about, you know, when you're looking at recruits, and I know a lot of times we're kind of surfacey. If I'm looking at a recruit, I'll use the example of the kid from Thompson, Peter Woods, okay? And it is an AS, right, Woods.
Yeah.
So I love this kid, and watching him play is you think, well, he's a defensive lineman that is now committed to Clemson but could have gone anywhere he wanted to go, and we'll see if that's where he ends up, because, you know, it doesn't really matter anymore when you commit.
Right now, that's where he's going.
Yeah, but anyway, you think, well, how many sacks did he get? How many tackles did he get? Can I tell you, and you know what I'm talking about to say, it's these kind of things that shows you when a player is good, great, or elite. He made a play Friday night where he ran a kid down that made a big play that caught a pass and got loose and stripped the ball from him and got Thompson the ball back.
Now, he was rushing the passer and then turns and runs him down.
That's the play.
And he weighs over 280 pounds.
Yeah. Look, he makes big plays. He has a lot of sacks, and he's hard to deal with. But that kind of stuff is what an elite player does.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, a defensive lineman, and it was a big play for the opposing team.
Yeah.
And this receiver, who's very good for them, gets loose, and instead of him just standing there going, well, I did my part, I pressured the passer, he runs him down, and not satisfied with running him down, strips him of the ball.
Yeah,
that was a big.
I was able to catch that game too. That was so
that, to me,
game.
And that's one of those little plays that people don't pay attention to as much.
Yeah.
But that shows. I mean, that he's that puts you in a different place. If you're willing to do that from the defensive tackle
mindset,
standpoint or end or whatever.
Getting after him.
I know they move
physically
around.
It was impressive, mm-hmm. but also the fact you're still getting after it.
Well, he went after the ball too. He wasn't even satisfied with just tackling.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to get us the ball back.
Yeah.
There was a lot of size and a lot of speed on both sides. It was if you like defense, and because the points that give up were big plays.
Yeah.
Nobody really drove it down. Anybody, if either team scored, it was off a big play.
So that I enjoyed watching that, and either both teams. I know you're like, well, Rick, thanks a lot. We didn't win, but let me tell you, both those teams. They're two different classifications, so they'll both.
Yeah.
They both have everything. Their goals are still intact for both of them, but it was. I just, as a fan of football, I just want to thank both teams for putting on an incredible performance.
Yeah.
And if you like defense, which I do, it was really something to watch. I can't imagine trying to move the ball on those two defenses. Good gracious.
big and fast.
Right. But anyway, but college football over the weekend, I did not see a game.
Wow.
So
I saw
some on purpose, others because of the schedule.
I saw the Auburn game start and watched a little bit of it. Then we traveled to Taylor's and got there to watch probably the last 5 minutes, which is really.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I got there.
That was the most bizarre game I've ever seen.
As that one was ending, the Wake Forest Clemson game was ending. And a whole time I'm thinking, because we gave Wake Forest nothing, what in the world is going on? They go into overtime.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
51-45, Clemson won that one.
That was on in the background after, and I was kind of watching it. And the same thing with Tennessee-Florida, which
was another good game.
It was kind of on the background. We were doing birthday stuff, playing with the kids and all that, but they were on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a chance to really lock into both of those games, but, boy, that was two good games.
It really was.
Kentucky still winning.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Moved up even further. Texas A&M got past Arkansas, which was a big – caught everybody off guard. I know nobody's talking
that
about this.
That was a good game.
It
I saw the second half of that. Arkansas could have won.
By the way, in Hampton, Kentucky's at Ole Miss this week.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Oklahoma went down, got beat. Yeah. Kansas State beat them.
Saw that.
And the other thing I want to talk about, since we're talking about the state of Kansas, how about Kansas is now undefeated, has not had this happen in forever.
Oh, they're fired
They're selling out. It's a little crazy what's going on with the Jayhawks.
And back to Kansas State, I didn't realize that is that the North Dakota State head coach that went there and he brought most of his staff with him?
Yes, I believe you're right.
Man, they're good.
He was one. Yeah,
that
quarterback is
unbelievable, man. Did you see him running around the field? Good
and
night.
And we're having these, at least one of these, every weekend at the start of the season here. Middle Tennessee beats Miami.
They did. Yes.
So,
did you hear that, Rick?
I did.
Hey, wasn't just barely.
No.
Yeah, beat him good. Yeah. Well, it goes back to what the Marshall coach said.
Yeah.
You know, with the transfer portal and NIL deals, we're not afraid anymore.
No.
Well, and they're right. So I think that may help parity because I told Greg the other day, a friend of ours, he told me he's done with college football because it's too top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They said there's no parity. I mean, I know the same four teams are going to be at the end of it every year, and so I've lost interest in it, and I've gone to – but I think this is going to – You're going to see that change.
With
I know some of the things we don't like about college football, but it may bring more parity.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah. And, of course, as we knew, Alabama struggled with Vandy.
Really.
They barely got through that.
Yeah. That Arkansas-Alabama game coming up this weekend will be,
And we wish Arkansas had won this weekend to make it better.
Yeah. They could have. They could have
won. Texas A&M's at Mississippi State.
And Texas Tech beat Texas.
Yeah. In overtime.
Yep. That was a good game.
A&M at Mississippi State will look like an inter-squad game because they have the same uniform.
They do. And it's in Starkville, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway.
I'll watch that.
And I know they're overrated. Please hear me. I know they're not the number six team in the nation, and I'm not saying that. But I see that USC is still
Thank you. I'm glad you acknowledge that because you and I are Trojans right now.
Well, I'm watching Lincoln Riley.
Look, it's always better.
They're overrated.
In my opinion.
Don't hear me say they're the number six team because they're not.
I know.
Uniform has got them at number six. I will tell you this, he's got them playing more inspired football.
It's a different. Yeah. We've said for years that teams like Tennessee and USC, when they're good, it's good for college football. And both of those things are going on right now.
And I hope they continue. Right. So there you go. So that was kind of, sort of an update from college football's big games.
Hey, Michigan struggled with Maryland, too. I don't know if that was a good football game.
I was
real good football
jumping
game.
Jumping on it every now and then.
They squeaked by. They got by. But that was close.
Wow.
And I want to say there's a couple of big names that dropped out of the 25. Florida, Texas, and Miami all dropped out of the 25.
Yeah.
All right. Some things you need to know. Also, looking back over the weekend, it was a very, very active weekend. We had a lot going on. We've covered some of it. I had a couple of opportunities over the weekend. Got some good reports, by the way, from last night, but we'll go all the way back to Saturday. So Sherry and I, and you've heard me talk about this on the show so many times. So Strength to Stand Counseling Services, which is part of the ministry's of the Scott Dawson Evangelistic Association, you know, and Scott's been on the show, and we've been friends for years, and love what God does through their ministry. So they really thought, you know, it would be a great opportunity to offer a Saturday where people who are struggling with grief, especially most everybody dealing with the death, earthly death of loved ones and children and spouses and mom and dad, and whatever the case may be, to come and spend time together, first of all. And they all, you know, you kind of bond when you have similar stories. And it's a club you don't want to be part of, but a lot of people are. And they had counselors there for breakout sessions, which were great. And then Pastor Mac Brunson, who's a pastor of my home church and has an incredible ability to walk through Scripture and offer insight. He spoke, and then Scott Dawson did a panel, and then Sherry and I, my wife and I, had the opportunity to come in, and you know, and this is something that didn't want to be part of, but have been part of for 14 years since the earthly death of our youngest son. And Sherry, of course, wrote a book, which it took her 5 years. That if you've never read it or you've never heard it on audio, and you are struggling in this area, it's such a good resource. And I know she's my wife, and you think, well, you're pre-. Just go read the reviews from people that don't know her personally, who have also read it, that you would respect their opinion. It really is a gift from God, and it came at a very, very large price. But anyway, so, you know, you hear us talking on the show, and if you watch the Wednesday Bible study or you're in it, you hear me referring to Sherry all the time and just her giftedness on studying the Word of God and researching, and when she puts together messages, and, you know, she just so thorough. And so I was going into Saturday looking at the situation that my so-called friend, Scott Dawson, put me in. And my daunting task was to follow Mac Brunson, Scott Dawson, and then Sherry Burgess.
You're kidding.
And I'm just, and so Sherry is up there, and those of you that were there, you know, her presentation, it always is, but in this, you know, she's good every time she goes, but this is a topic that she knows really, really well, and, well, because she's been studying it for 14 years.
Right.
But anyway, so she is just unpacking, and it's just scripture after scripture, and that's the beautiful part. It's not Sherry's opinion on things. It's what God's already said about these things. And it's just flying for 45 minutes. It's just going. And Dawson, almost, I guess, sensing my situation, he leans over to me, and it was such a great line. He goes, I think maybe the book of Jude is still available, but that's about it. And he goes, I said, yeah, how am I going to talk to people about grief, talking about the archangel Michael fighting Satan for the bones of Moses? That's all that's left. You know what I mean? And he's just like, he goes, what are you going to say? I said, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And so really, I got to the point where I realized when she was done, I just need to do a gospel presentation. Because this topic has been covered.
No sense in going back in it.
But it was, there were, and I guess I will share this, but there were so many stories and people we got to talk to. And again, it's certainly not a fun zone, but it's a beneficial zone. And the thing that I guess that I think when we get in these situations, and God, by the way, which is Sherry's point she's made for years and makes in the book, This thing of, and I'm not talking about every specific detail, and I'm not talking about that we completely can grasp God with our finite minds. I'm not saying that. But what Sherry is saying, and she is correct, but don't use that as an excuse to ignore all the things he has allowed us to know about him. You know, because sometimes he goes, well, you know, you can never comprehend. Yeah. You know, sometimes we just don't know why. And then you take that too far, and it means there must not be any information on it. But that's not true. As a matter of fact, he's actually spoke about it quite a bit, about difficulty and suffering and why we suffer, and it actually, there is a lot about it in Scripture. And I think sometimes, I was as guilty of this as anybody, you just kind of think, well, I guess there's just no way to ever read that. And what Sherry says, well, let's still look at the things that he actually has said that we do know.
Yeah.
And that's helpful when you realize, oh wow, he hasn't been silent on this, and to see people, you know, getting emails afterwards of people saying, been waiting to hear what I heard, you know, that kind of stuff was good, and I appreciate Scott trusting us with that, but I saw some things that were really, really moving, and one of the things that I saw. And I won't get into the conversation because that's too personal. But I actually think about 14 years since, you know, our son went into eternity. And I saw a woman approach Sherry as we were standing there after we were done with our session and talking to those that wanted to stay and talk a minute. And I saw that this was something was going on here. And we've had these things over time when in God's timing. And when the woman said to Sherry, you probably don't remember me, I thought, oh, this is big right here. And Sherry looks at her and she said, I was the nurse that held your hand.
No way.
Oh, my gracious.
And I was like, oh, wow.
14 years.
Oh, wow. Serious. And she said, I have been waiting for 14 years for the right time. And when I heard this was happening, I thought this may be the time.
Wow.
And since that, listen to this. And since that, this woman who said at the time that she was not a Christian, watching Sherry dealing with the God that she serves and had been redeemed by, impacted her to an incredible degree. She has since become a person of faith, and she too had a son that died.
No way.
After that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So she was talking about how God was putting her in that situation to even prepare her for what was coming,
yeah.
And also to impact her in her faith. And to watch those two talk a minute, that's one of those situations where you just kind of step away and you go, I'm going to let them have their time.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and then it clicked with Sherry too. She was like, yes, I remember you. And so it was intense, but it was powerful. And I think that, I think sometimes when you get into grief and you get into suffering, it's almost like you think, well, I'm not really allowed to try to figure out. Yeah. But God said, no, I'm not afraid of this. And I haven't been silent on this. I mean, you know, the psalmist, I think is it Psalms 13? Or is it, I can't remember where it is, where it says that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. And that is one thing that, you know, of all the things Sherry said, I thought, well, that's one thing still left for me. Mm-hmm. So I brought that up, and I was just like, you know, think about that. He didn't say, I have people that will be near you when you're brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll send some angels to you when you're brokenhearted. He says he himself is near to you when you're brokenhearted. You know, think about it. Because you know what he's saying. We've seen this with our own children. Just think about your own children. When your children make decisions you wish they wouldn't make, and you're thinking, man, that breaks my heart that you made those decisions.
Yeah.
And so when we decided to dropkick, is it 34:18? That's where, it's 34:18. Yeah, Psalms 34:18. So I was getting that 18 and 13 confused. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when you think about that, you know, because this isn't on him. We brought this on ourselves. We chose sin, and that's when death came into, and now that's, you know, that. But to, like I said, I don't really have any fault with him, because what he said is, the real problem is now you could never be in my presence again because you chose sin, but I'm going to redeem you when you can't redeem yourself. And I'm going to go pay the price so that my wrath will be poured out on my son and not on you, which really, if you understand the Trinity as best we can, on himself.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to redeem you, and I offer that redemption to all who will repent and leave faith in self and put faith in me. I've resolved the situation that you caused.
Yeah.
You know, and so kind of hard to find fault in him. You know, the question isn't whether he loves us or not, because he showed us that on the cross. The real question is, do we love him?
Yeah.
You know? So I've never been angry with him. Now I'm angry at sin.
Yeah.
I'm angry at my own sinfulness. But I got no fault with him. And he's not silent on this, which I was thankful that some of those things were talked about. And I was really, really proud of her again, my wife. We'll be back. More Rick and Bubba coming up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's go to the phones. Dustin is standing by. Dustin is in Talladega, Alabama. And Dustin, you got 30 seconds. Brother, go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Y'all doing all right today?
We're doing really good.
Excellent. Here's my question. I love when Scott Garofsky is on your show.
Oh, yes.
He did a skit last week. First skit he did was about Queen Elizabeth, and the second skit that he did, I believe it was called Airplanes, Airlines, and Idiots.
That's correct. Yes.
As I was listening to that, all I could think of in my head was when y'all did the sketch on a best of called Straight Up Airlines.
Did
you feel good that you predicted the future, sir?
It did. You're right. I mean, we called this.
Yeah.
I mean, we called. Do y'all remember when, like, flying commercial used to actually be a good experience?
You mean they worried about how the customer felt?
Yeah. But Straight Up Airlines, you're right. We called this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, got a lot of good feedback again on what's eating Scott Garofsky. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy right there. Corey Montgomery, I-92, WLWI. Corey, go ahead, 30 seconds.
Yes, sir, I just got a question for y'all. I was wondering if y'all know where the terminology britches come from.
Britches?
You're just thinking that?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Oh, you know, like pants, like I heard an old guy call them britches this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not going to tell us
about an unruly woman.
So you, no, Greg, britches.
Britches.
So you don't have the answer, you want us to look for it?
Yes, sir. I was wondering if y'all could look it up.
Okay. Wait a minute.
He can.
You don't have access to the internet?
He called us to ask if we knew what britches.
He did. Well, Greg, you know, we might know stuff like that. That's not an unreasonable
I know
question.
About Loctite britches, running folks in dishes.
Greg. All right, somebody Google that.
When speaking informally, breeches is a term that may refer to trousers. It comes from 1200, the year 1200, an old English word, breck, the plural of brock, meaning a garment for the legs and trunk.
Well, there you go. Wow. That didn't take long.
Aren't you too big for your breeches?
That didn't take long.
Look who's too big for me.
Let's go to Diane.
I knew about bridges.
David.
You get a little big for your britches, pal.
Hey.
Hey, Diane. How are you?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm good. I'm real good. Real quickly, I just want to let you know that the latest research on the coronavirus is that it does pass into the blood-brain barrier, and a lot of these long COVID patients have the fog, you know, the mental fog and everything. But ivermectin does kill it, and anybody out there that is experiencing this, what they call long COVID, should encourage their physicians to prescribe ivermectin because it does kill it.
Okay. Ivermectin. So I haven't seen that research. Please check with your doctor, and please research that for yourself. I'm not saying that Diane's not an expert on long COVID fog and ivermectin, but we have no way to know her expertise.
No, we don't.
We do not. But thank you for that. And we do have a COVID story today, and I saw that in the stuff that Speedy laid out, that they are now saying, where was it? I saw it.
The FDA.
Here it is. Yeah. The FDA is now saying that you should not take the latest COVID booster if you're young and healthy, correct?
Yeah,
that's it. Here it is. FDA vaccine advisor warns healthy young people should not get the new COVID booster. Okay, so they don't find that to be necessary for you. Okay, did y'all hear that?
Yep.
And then, of course, the CEO of Pfizer has tested positive for COVID-19 again, second time in 2 months.
There you go.
Of course, that may say more about the test because he says he feels fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're testing that quick, it's possible that it would come up a positive again if you just had it. So that may say more about the test than it says about him being sick.
It's just a funny headline.
It is a funny headline.
I hope he's okay, though.
I'm a little disappointed in y'all. I know I'm the guy that's under the bus right now about the pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Adler had a very serious conversation with me out here in the common area. Would you like to tell the audience what you said to me?
Yeah, we're not mad. We're just disappointed.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, God.
Sorry.
But
Bones' family's happy.
Yeah, Bones,
I think you did
tickle today.
I was going to say they live high on the hog, but they live high on the cake.
Yeah.
But anyway, so y'all didn't give me anything when Bubba began to be hopeful that Auburn's offense was going to play well. And I came in and talked about the cruelty of Auburn to do that to him in this situation.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that was a hilarious text.
I weighed in on that.
I came in a little late, so
right.
I didn't
right.
think
right.
I came in.
Right, yeah.
Adler even got throwing some zingers in there.
He did.
Yeah.
What?
It's good stuff.
I don't know how. I'm caught in between want to be part of the humor and then want to be sensitive.
I know.
To the subject that is serious. And I don't know where I've
well, can
a
strange
I
place to
be. It is a very strange
can I help
place
you?
To be.
Who in this room has known Bubba the longest?
You.
That'd be you.
He doesn't want you to be serious because that spooks him.
I know.
If we'll
know.
Keep cutting up and
yeah,
being and even being inappropriate
plus
as far as insensitive, the insensitive part makes him feel like I'm okay.
And if you'll see some of the things that I've put back, I'm being light.
You are.
But I'm uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it because that's what I want to do. I'm doing it because I feel like that's what he wants me to do.
I know.
I'm in a weird place.
Well, you're trying to.
I know. It's a struggle.
Helmsy's a little hard as in one place, but he knows what Bubba needs.
I know.
Yeah. I know. I got you. Bless your little heart.
Yeah, if we were to have like visited Bubba in the hospital, he would have said, whoa, what's going on here? This must be real serious. So we're continuing to not visit Bubba in the hospital as we talk about this.
Yeah, he's home now, not in the hospital.
He's,
well,
of course,
yeah,
he's
but
home.
Because like
right,
yeah.
If you go to the hospital now, he's not there.
Yeah. Metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Actually, now would be a good time to visit the hospital.
Why is that crochet thing laying on him?
I said that they gave him.
Yeah.
I have
is it weighted or something?
Terry.
No, you know how sometimes you need pressure?
Yeah.
A weighted blanket.
Terry asked me yesterday. She said, you know, I feel like we need to do something for Bubba. Have y'all sent him, like, you know, some food or thought about him, whatever? I said, it's a staff full of dudes. No, we haven't done that.
You know what we have done? We've sent him encouraging text and inappropriate text.
Rick had a pound cake he was going
to
send.
She said, do we need to, like, send them dinner and stuff? I was like, well, Betty's, you know, fine and whatever. We could help, you know, if we need to. But it made me start thinking, you know, we really haven't done anything for him. But I don't know that he wants that.
We all talked about this.
Guys, he sat in the chair that Greg is sitting in and said he did not want. Now, could he have just been saying that because he wanted to be part of the dudes and he really does want us to come see him and hang out with him and all that? I don't know the answer.
But see, that's woman games.
I know.
Men don't play those kind of games.
Do not.
Don't ever be friends with a man who says you should know what I want.
Yeah.
Because that's no friend.
You shouldn't.
You got enough of that going on with your wife.
Yep.
Don't do that with it. You can't take men friends like that.
No.
Yeah. I tried to explain that to her.
I know.
Right.
They don't think like us.
They don't listen.
Yeah, because you know what we say, the women we love and their complicated way they're made, they're worth it. A complicated dude isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dudes got to be easy to be friends with. If they're too complicated, they're not worth it.
That's a fresh word.
You know, I've walked away from a number of friendships over very quirky things. One guy who thought it was funny to be late. I didn't tolerate that very long.
Funny to be late.
Yeah, that was the end of that. I can't stand late. And I ended that friendship. Ain't nothing funny about that.
I agree with you on that.
Okay, but anyway, so I realize now, for some reason, that was one of those moments where God allows me to hear the show as a listener.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think to myself, what is this show?
But
why does one person listen
How
to
dare
this?
Us be thoughtful?
The things that we talk about so clearly.
Yeah.
You'd think we at least ease into it.
Well,
we come in there a little bit gingerly, you know, trying to be sensitive.
I think my reaction to her suggestion was really what took her off guard.
You were like,
you know, it was like, so what?
That never crossed your mind.
Like, no, it never crossed
our minds. We'll take more phone calls next at 866.
That'd be weird.
We'd be big.
Take him something. What?
What'd you say? A card? Did you say a card? If I send him a card, he thinks he's going to die.
Right.
I send him a card.
No.
He gets an encouraging text. That's
yes.
it. That's it.
That covers it.
Next thing you want me to do is call him.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, now let me tell you what just happened.
No, I do love the Rick.
And I shouldn't have done this on the day of the pound cake. I am legitimately concerned that when Bubba does return to the show, that we need to get him healthier. And he's going to come here with a new commitment. Not that that caused the situation, but recoveries are harder. You know, you want to be healthier of whatever, you know, is ahead for him recovering from all this. And so I went in there and I said, do y'all think that we need to get rid of all the candy?
And the answer is no.
And there it is.
Why?
We were talking about taking it out to the major.
You might get rid of some if you have a lot. But look, here's the thing. This show was founded on.
Here he goes.
Nobody wants to hear the health nut Rick and Bubba show.
I know. You're right.
They don't. No, but I want
to
do better.
We don't have to talk about it.
What's wrong with eating healthy 85% of the time? You know, if I want to eat a candy bar, I just don't want to eat one every day. I don't have a problem eating a candy bar.
People can't do that, though, Greg.
I get that. But I'm just saying this. I'm talking about the image of this show.
Mm-mm. Well, nobody says we've got to do a different show.
Our listeners don't want to hear the healthy Rick and Bubba show.
Right.
I'm talking about telling everybody how to eat.
Are you
that.
Saying
if you want to do that, that's fine. But you ain't got to tell everybody how to eat.
Yeah, did you say that this show was built on a foundation of poor eating?
Absolutely. Rick, right. The two sexiest fat men alive? Are you kidding me? You think that, what, does that sound like that we're going to eat good?
Rick, you know I don't like people touching me. He grabbed my arm.
I'm not saying you have to eat bad.
We were just going to share it with the rest of the
people. I'm not saying you have to eat bad, but there's no sense in just keep it to yourself.
Right.
But what, let people assume you eat.
But we were moving that candy silently.
Yeah, I was just going to the major break room and letting others have it.
I was
like,
do you think Bubba needs to come back? Do you think Bubba needs to come back from this and dig off in this candy?
No, he doesn't.
Right. Well, what about you?
Well, I don't know if he does or not. He might can do like, well, it depends on what your control is.
Well, how's your sugar?
I think it's really good.
Okay, we're going to find out.
It could be better, evidently.
No, I think it's going
to
be good.
Would it kill you not to eat that candy either?
It would kill me if I went the rest of my life and not ate any candy.
No, I said you can eat candy.
Yeah.
You say he was real serious.
No, I agree with that.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm eating better than I've ever ate. I'm exercising more than I've ever exercised.
Ooh, but look
I'm
at
not,
me.
But listen, you don't need to talk bullet head. But listen,
42
I'm not going to
yeah.
not eat. Something sweet that I like the rest of my life.
That's
I'm not
what,
doing
that.
That
was not.
I'm not going to not eat a pizza the rest of my life.
But
that's
not what Rick was doing.
That's what he's trying to do.
Actually,
here.
It was.
Watch out,
hands,
sugar.
And he grabbed my hand and said, "Where are you going with that?"
Well, I'm just saying this.
And I'm like, good night.
I'm glad it wasn't those peanuts. You might have lost a hand.
Nobody would have looked that's listened to this show for years would have ever thought that Rick would point at a bag of candy and say, "We need to get that out of here." They don't want to hear it. If you want to do that, that's fine.
I did
keep
it privately.
Keep it to yourself.
I did it privately.
Greg,
you're the one who took it public.
That's true.
It was sitting outside his door. All right. I mean, he would have to walk past it to go into his office.
I want everybody
to
know.
We were just trying to get it out of his eyesight.
I'm going
to
eat quinoa?
No, Greg. I didn't say that. I was saying that do you think, for Bubba's benefit, does he need to come back?
Yeah, well, he ain't here yet.
To a place full of pound cake and candy.
Well, it's going to be – I know Monday's your birthday. You got a little cake coming.
We'll see there.
What do you want me to do about that?
You know
he may
you
have fruit
there?
Bladder
eat a
coming.
Piece of cake.
Right.
Eat a piece of cake.
Just
and then
moderation.
Be done, but don't eat four.
It's moderation. A slippery slope, Greg.
But Greg,
it's
you may control that. Other people can't.
Well, see, I'm talking about me.
Slippery
can we just
slope.
So it's all about you.
Yes.
You're the only person in the
if
studio, I guess.
If I can control it, everybody. And how about
it's
this?
Like crap.
And I'm thinking
people.
About talking to Don Day about all these peanuts.
No, the peanuts are not that bad for you.
No.
Look, they're really not.
I'm a bag full, probably.
Don Day's peanuts are awesome.
Yeah.
What do I do about Rick's birthday cake straight up?
I'm
in the process of ordering
it. It's Rick's birthday.
No,
that's what I'm asking.
He said something
him.
About a fruit platter.
That's why I'm asking.
Greg is misunderstanding. Greg is misunderstanding me. Birthday should remain the same.
Okay.
I just didn't like that ordering in the hall, getting that. I tackled Speedy on the way.
He did.
Now let's be clear.
Do we want to give him some of it? Sure.
I told here's what the audience needs to know. A golden ticket seat holder brought us bags of candy.
Yes.
Okay. And one of them a somewhat healthy snack, peanut M&Ms. And Speedy was simply going to take him to the public area where the other radio host
right.
Well, the
could
person have, that brought him to us did not bring him for the other
Greg,
host.
You acted a little silly about
no,
it.
You did.
I'm just saying the culture, I get it.
By the way.
Do a little better, but we're getting ridiculous.
Red Mark, you need to clip your fingernails.
Oh,
red
Mark. Better. I don't right want to do this. You know,
right?
Well, I'm just
mark.
Trying to do
act like oh, I ain't going to.
Well, what about Bubba?
I'm not.
I'm worried about Bubba.
I don't see.
If you went to Bubba's doctor right now, I'd say, should he come back and eat pound cake and candy? He would probably say no.
I don't know.
So you feel like the show's changing?
I just don't like the image getting too crazy.
Right.
Well,
just crazy talk like eating
healthy eaters and good night.
People losing weight.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Being healthier.
So you're saying just do it, but don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But what about if we run ourselves in the ground? The show can't function. Yeah,
thank you, Rick.
I didn't say you're doing anything wrong by doing better. I'm just saying the image is, you need to be careful.
Okay.
People don't want a lot of that. They don't want y'all eating healthy tofu and all that. We're going to have tofu in here next.
Tofu?
That's next.
No. It's the extremes you go to you're when you scream quinoa and tofu.
Yes. Greg, how about a little kale?
Oh, we're going to have one of them. What's the burger that's not meat? What do they call it?
No, Greg.
You know what do they call it?
No.
Not a burger.
Beyond
just
meat.
The fact
beyond
that, meat. That, the fact that it's called Beyond Meat, why am I eating it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, Greg, it's
your
not.
Body is a temple, Greg.
I tell you, I'm going to eat chicken, I'll tell you that.
Huh?
You going to eat chicken?
Yeah.
Chicken's good.
I mean, I don't know if my numbers come back bad, I'll readjust.
You want me to go get the candy
well
back?
You can have chicken. No, I'm just talking about on candy.
I don't eat a lot of candy.
I like
saying,
well, then why are you so passionate?
I like it there
well,
if I want
what.
It. You like it there available?
If I want it.
Don't
I
reach your hand off in that processed bag.
Right.
I can walk by it. You don't even know what that stuff's made of.
And don't grab me like that again.
Rick, who are you?
Someone.
Where's my brother? Somebody kidnapped him.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I forwarded all the emails of people telling me that cancer eats sugar and loves sugar. I've sent all those to Greg. But we think he's done. We think it's all gone anyway. So, but hey, I tell you, you love sugar. Big C. Gregory.
Greg, I just did a little research on that. It'll scare you to death.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
No, what he's telling you.
Yeah. But
plenty of documentaries out there on that one to take a gander at.
Mm-hmm. I know. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the President Biden. Here we go. Here we go. Where did he go? Everybody.
He's hiding in the basement.
I love these.
You do, don't you?
I do.
All right, so when I see what Adler has thrown out here today, are these all current? Are they? I mean, some of these.
This is like a week recap or so, or weekend.
That first video is not right.
Over the weekend, yes.
Because your title says that our president said it's Elton John's fault while we spend $6 billion in taxpayer dollars on HIV/AIDS.
He didn't
say that.
I'll let the president speak for
himself. All right, here we go.
Let him talk.
This was at a thing with Elton John here.
And he thought he was giving him a comment.
Here we go.
By the way, it's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month to help AIDS, fight HIV/AIDS.
Fight AIDS, HIV/AIDS.
I don't think he said that right. He probably should have said.
He meant he's giving a compliment.
Right.
He tries
just the way it sounds.
Instead of saying his fault, he's credited with creating this.
Yeah,
you know.
And he's trying to be.
Our country spends. Here's the other thing. I would also leave out the term taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
There's two things he should have dropped out. Fault.
Yes.
And taxpayer dollars. He should have just said, thanks to his devotion to his cause, he did a great job of convincing the United States government to give $6 billion to ongoing HIV and AIDS research, which was used to come up with cures that have given people their life back.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been a phenomenal statement. But you don't get up there and go, hey, it's this guy's fault that we're using all your tax money for these HIV/AIDS things. I mean, no, you don't say
HIV,
it that way.
HIV/AIDS.
You don't say it that way.
Rick. But he only can hit the high spots.
That's right.
He can't.
Did you see Elton John's face? He's like, what?
By the way.
I can't look.
It's all his fault that we're spending $6 billion in taxpayer money this month.
Look at his face.
To help AIDS, fight HIV/AIDS.
Golly, you can't give him important things to say
this month.
Hey, I understand that he's the president and that comes with the job, but you can't give him important things to say.
If you think that's uncomfortable, video three is.
Is it worse than two?
Oh, yeah, two is just he's lying, and we can get to that.
All right, so three.
But three is extremely uncomfortable. Just wait for this. Just wait for this moment.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
All right, here you go.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
Oh, my God.
Good what Lord. I think we know where Hunter gets it.
Oh, my God.
What just happened?
What in the world?
Oh, my goodness. Somebody do something.
Somebody make a health comment, please.
I don't even know what to say.
How about his Floyd the Barber whisper before he said it?
Greg, give him some peanut M&M.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world?
Watch this whisper watch here. He's trying to find it. Watch this.
But guess what? We got a lot to do.
Right here.
Gotta say hi to me.
No, God.
We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Oh, my God.
In the world.
Oh, my God.
That's illegal. That's
a bad joke.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, my gosh. How that happened.
I don't know what to say.
Where did he go?
Creepy
Joe.
You know what he just said? Right then, if they could have. Elton John would have walked up to her and said, yeah, I know how I feel.
Oh,
I mean, he's made them both.
Nobody wants to say, did the president just say that he knew you when he was 30 and you were 12?
We go back a long way. She was 12 and I was 30.
I'm not sure
what he meant. I know he don't mean probably.
He doesn't mean how it sounds.
And I
don't want anyone to think that we're saying that. What we're saying is his communication skills
make his point.
They're horrible because of his – he doesn't have a grasp on his cognitive skills. He doesn't have it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have mental clarity. He can't make his mouth do what he wants to do, like me.
That's good, Rick.
Got you speechless.
Well, I was just...
Guys, I don't understand what his point is.
Now, he's just made up on two. He's made up gas prices around the country.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even think he knows what he's talking about here.
Okay.
And in 41 states, plus the District of Columbia... the average gasoline price is less than $2.99.
No, it's not.
In 41 states, plus the District of Columbia,
oh, wow.
The average gasoline price is less than $2.99.
The average national price is $3.72. I heard it this morning.
And he said 41 in the state.
Yeah. By the way, 41. Yeah. No, that's not true. I have seen it in spots at $2.99. And then it rose back up, but the average price in 41 states, including the Columbia,
it's United States of America.
Gosh, don't the word district? It sound like, I mean,
and there are actually zero states with an average price of under $2.99 a gallon.
Yeah, the key is
that'd be zero.
Yeah,
they're $1.31 higher than when he took office, and nobody. And we do not have 41 states at an average price of $2.99. They're saying no one does. The average price is $3.72.
$3.72 is what I heard today. But she was 12 and I was 30.
And then the creepy way he starts it, you going to say hi to me?
Yeah, that little voice is
gone. We go back a long way. I was 30, she was 12. Hey. Oh, for the love. How would you like to be his handler?
Hey.
Ken, how would you like?
You going to say hi to me?
We go back a long way. I was 30, you were 12. You know, when gas prices averaged in 41 states, including the Columbia. United States of Camara.
Wow.
Wow.
That's unreal.
I mean, I knew Elton John was popular, but $6 billion, that's a lot.
In a month. That's right, baby. From the No Name Studio on the bleeding edge of technology. From Sweet Home Alabama to the world. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, Adler, the gang all here. Blazing Silverman, Rick and Bubba University student, taking your phone calls at 866-WE-BE-BIG. Bubba is still recovering from the surgery, should be back. We were targeting mid to late week this week. We'll see. There's no other updates. He's just recovering, and you know it's a difficult surgery, so it takes some time. And he'll be back when he feels like he can do it and can sit here in that chair. Yesterday he started talking to us, saying, "You know, I also can't come back because I told him, look, you know, we're a bunch of dudes here. This is not a bunch of." And I think there's certain lines, and if you can't take care of yourself in all matters, and I'll just say it that way.
Mm. Yep. Wow.
Don't come back. If you do, bring somebody with you. Because, there's the partnership, we may be 50-50, but
I love all you guys, but I don't love you.
I love you, buddy, and I hope you get back soon. You feel better. But don't come back till you can do that on your own. You know what? I mean, are you going to do that?
That'd be no.
Are you going to do that, Hems?
No. What's your Speedy? Talent? What's your talent fee for that?
Oh, that's a good one. Adam, wow. You going to take care of that?
$1 million. That's my talent fee. You know, $1 million.
You'd do it for $200,000.
You would, by the way.
Greg, you would do it for $500.
You would do it.
I'd do it for $750.
Would you do it? Greg, that's hilarious. Would you do it? You'd do it for $200,000.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting
absolutely.
Did you see how quick he's
now,
a yes.
Now, look, I would say this. I would say this. I would demand it be a wet wipe.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm wearing.
Hey, guys, what are we doing here?
It's terrible. I can't believe we're in this conversation.
What are we doing?
So Blazing Silverman got some bad news for you. Yeah.
Rick is like, it's like in the union. It goes down to the low man.
Well, literally.
Not the time to be the low man on the pole.
You will be the low man.
Or, in this case, the commode. So he's got to be able to do all that on his own.
Well, Rick.
Bubba is going to need a day, though.
I saw him throw it out there.
He is going to need a day, and he's talked about it. I've been laid up in a recliner, you know, kind of hanging out, and then all of a sudden the first day you walk out and you're outside.
Your eyes
are trying to get adjusted, and, oh, I'm in a car.
Yeah. Maybe sit down, grab a piece of birthday cake, make it all better.
Yeah. So he's going to need a day or two with that.
He is. And that's what I want him to understand. Look, we're fine. We understand the situation. And if any of us were in your situation, you know, you – hopefully would understand the situation. I think you would.
Rick, do you want the theme of your birthday cake? Because I normally have to organize that to be about you or about his return.
About Bubba's return.
Okay.
It's not about me.
Don't
anymore.
Put a liver on
it. It's about
I'm
Bubba.
Not going to do that.
I've got a good picture.
No.
If you want to use it.
No. 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 No.
We could do strawberry, and that way the colors would be real nice.
Oh, Helms.
Please.
How do I give Edgar's? They're good, but how do I give him that theme?
Liver
and rockets?
No.
You send him the picture of him under the blankie.
There you go.
Huh?
Well,
yeah, that's a good one.
I want my cake to be about Bubba, not about me.
Happy birthday, Rick. I'm back. How about that?
Yeah. You know what you are to me, Bubba? A present on my birthday.
You're a present on your birthday.
Mm, you're back. So that's,
you remember when we were kids, I think I've already said this on there, so excuse me for repeating, but I thought I had something on Rick because my birthday was in the summer, and I didn't have to go to school on my birthday, and he did, and I thought I'd hold that over his head and go, you can go to school on your birthday. You remember that?
Well, what happened was...
I thought I had something.
No.
I mean, now I look back and go, big whoop.
Yeah.
But I was like, at least I got to go to school on my birthday. Greg, now I go, hey, my birthday's a little bit cooler. Yours is it's hotter than nine hell. You know, sweating your head off.
But anyway, when you go back and look at that, you really were wrong for a little bit of time because when I was little, you go to school and everyone makes a fuss over you.
They celebrate you.
Yeah. But now, when you get older, you had me big time.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, but.
Heck, we got sleep late on my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yours had to be on the weekend before you got to.
No, you're right. That did bother me.
Had all my buds over.
Kids care about those kind of things.
Remember we'd play ball in the backyard, come in and eat a little cake?
Yes, Greg.
I remember that.
Using
math so class on yours.
You just, what if we put Welcome Back Bub on it?
Oh, is yeah.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to
do that?
Yeah, because I love when they draw. I like better when they draw.
Do you?
Little artist. Mm-hmm. Do y'all want
they
him?
Do.
I do like
y'all
that.
Y'all want him going, like, hold his
side. No.
Show us one more time. Mm-hmm.
What
about him in his recliner?
Yeah. And then his liver laying next to him.
Here we go, on the table
next to him.
A piece of ham.
Yeah.
That's
what happened.
You know how they
that's
can make
it. I'm sending the picture.
The you know how they yeah. What if they made that picture on the cake?
Or no.
I just sent the picture back. To Edgar's.
Rick, don't do
come
that.
On, Rick.
That's illegal. I think that's illegal.
What if you just had a mushroom on it and we knew what it meant?
Adler's claiming
that's
it's
one
illegal.
Way to do it. Nobody will eat it since you don't want anybody eating anything sweet.
I'm not eating that liver.
What if we just put a mushroom cut in half on there and we all knew what it meant?
I like that.
Come on, guys.
Huh?
No,
you hadn't seen the picture.
You hadn't seen the picture.
I'm not looking.
Looks just like
a
mushroom.
I'll never get it out of my mind. It'll be
cancer looks different than I thought it did.
See?
Me too.
Mm-mm. I don't want it to be branded in my mind.
I just sent it to Adler. He has no idea it's on his phone.
Rick, if that's on my phone, I'm going to be so sad. I'm not going to be mad. I'm going to be sad.
This is your new approach with me.
Yes.
You're disappointed.
Yes.
Oh, is that? Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, because he knows the other doesn't.
Yeah,
you're completely numb. Right.
What am I having them draw?
Okay, Bubba,
I don't want
the recliner.
Hey, that's tough to draw there.
Bubba on the operating table.
Well, I mean, they could do that. Just trying to explain that to him, though. You know, draw them in a recliner. That's tough. But he could.
Bubba running the 40.
No.
To say that, hey, he's working his way back.
Okay.
We'll step out. Mm-hmm.
What about Bubba?
Playing tennis.
Let's not get carried away, Greg.
Well, I'm trying
although
to give
he
him
and
hope.
I had some really good
trying
tennis conversations this week with
one?
Laver Cup.
Mm-hmm. What's they called it? Something different.
I heard somebody set yourself on fire.
It's after the guy's name, Rod Laver.
Oh, okay.
Laver Cup.
I heard somebody set themselves on fire.
Protester set his arm on fire.
Yeah. Did he do it on purpose?
Of course, he immediately regretted it when he was hurting.
It made Federer cry.
Flames hurt. Well, let me tell you something.
Speed, you don't bring Roger into that.
You mean to tell me I have to actually be on fire for knowing it hurts?
Well, evidently for this guy.
Yeah. I mean, was he surprised?
Did he?
Hey, this ain't turning out very well.
Yeah, where were all the people he met that had set themselves on fire and it didn't hurt? I mean, where did he ever come to?
Usually, it's only them monks that remember where.
Well,
what's that country?
He accomplished zero.
All right, where is he?
Right there in the middle of the court.
What's he doing on the court?
Well, he's gonna set his arm on fire.
He's gotten rogue.
It's gonna be hot. He's gonna be like,
he regretted that real quick.
Why, you moron?
What an idiot!
Oh, and he's doing that sit that they do when they burn themselves up. He couldn't handle the flame.
That dude ruined his jacket.
Oh, he's going limp.
Oh,
I hate it when
my
Ruby
kid,
does that.
Yes.
Ruby does that all the time.
How about this? I would help the world by setting him completely on fire.
Yeah. Boy, my legs are big compared to his. Good night.
They are.
I'd have roasted a marshmallow.
How about this? Like a looks like a stick man going off.
Speedy looks like a bodybuilder compared to that guy.
He does.
By the way, if you're
going quad day compared to him.
Right. If you go limp like that, you got to be big enough they can't carry you.
Sure.
I mean, anybody can carry this guy.
Right.
Doesn't it kind of ruin your protest when you set yourself on fire and then blow it out real quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that hurt. Oh.
He's not real committed to it.
Oh, that hurt more than I thought it would.
Look at his feet.
Like, this dude runs his jacket over it.
Yes.
Man, that's wrong.
And this was Federer's last match.
Yeah, and he and Nadal were crying about it.
And this protester made it all about him.
And what is he protesting?
Climate, right? Climate change.
Oh, my God. Well, he's heating up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Guys, look at that. You're right, Speedy. That's some daggum matchstick legs.
But yeah. I did see that clip of them crying, Speedy. That made me feel weird.
Hey, Adler, would you cut it
Who's crying?
Nadal. Cut it out. Nadal crying over tennis. Federer.
What about this?
I got a little emotional. I admit it.
I got the theme.
I did. Big day for
Bubba
tennis.
In the bed. Welcome back, Bubba. Bubba in the bed, and sitting beside the bed is Federer crying like he's upset.
That's good. That's really about Bubba being sick.
Yeah, that's better than Betty taking to the bathroom.
Yeah, so that
look.
Anything from the bathroom.
Give me the look again.
Federer crying.
Give me Federer crying again.
What?
They were.
But that's
crying.
The same thing the cat looked like the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Why don't we just put Federer on the cake for Bubba?
Really?
And him, it's like Federer saying, welcome
back. How do you put
Federer on a cake?
From one maestro to the next, welcome back, Bubba.
Ooh, that's
good.
Yeah.
And then it says at the bottom, I hope your birthday really delivers.
Good night.
That
like it's actually not like a liver. Bubba's birthday.
That's but awful.
No, it's Bubba saying it to you.
Oh,
I got you.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
That ain't bad. Do you give a person who has been diagnosed with cancer a cake?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, it's probably not the best
your
thing.
Cake,
don't
me.
Ask Greg.
Yeah.
What if the thing is him eating a cake on a cake? It's, you're sitting there eating a cake.
Delivers. Like liver. Rick and Bubba.
So we now have another person in the 700 club. Albert Pujols, he hits home run 700. So should I take the audio down, or are we good? All right, here we good? All right, here we go.
Pujols sets one there. It's deep to left. Taylor's back at the wall. It's 700. Albert Pujols has joined the 700 home run club.
Good play right there.
I love it. It was
high relieved, isn't it? Oh, Greg, he fished on the bat boy.
No, there's a guy on deck.
Where is it? Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad that got one.
I had to go say hey to the family. How about that?
That's good. Yickety.
How about that?
700. That's a big club.
Greg, that's what I was going to say. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Hank Aaron. Babe Ruth, and now Albert Pujols.
There you go.
That's a pretty
is that okay
exclusive club.
That's
an elite
club. Yeah, I mean, it's not, he's not the all-time, but it is.
But that is elite, though.
Yeah, if you're playing baseball a lot of years, you ain't got four guys over 700.
If you're one of four people over 700, that's good.
I give you that. Yeah. And that's not as good as if you're number one.
Right. Yeah. Now you're sitting in the number four slot.
Yeah, and no way you're going to get any higher than that. But
no, you can – well, no, that's a lot. How many's got – how many Babe hit?
714.
So as of a day or two ago, the guy that caught the 700th home run wouldn't give the ball back.
Yeah, that's the big story. He won't give it back.
I think it's a miscalculation on the guy's part because now he's just going to be considered a jerk, which even though he might have the right whatever, if he gives it back, he's probably going to get all kinds of stuff from Albert. Probably going to get to go meet him, go down to the locker room, probably give him a bat, give him a jersey.
Yeah, but do you think that's – I mean, like we just said, what, four guys in the history of the game, and once everybody calms down about it, a collector might throw you some serious jack for that.
You caught the 700th ball. Do you give it to Albert Pujols, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
I do.
He looks like he's in a dilemma.
I don't. I think I keep it.
I couldn't live with myself.
I don't have
Speedy,
the love of
yes,
the game.
Helmsy, yes.
I give it back. I'm okay with the guy keeping it if he wants to.
Well, yeah, I've said that.
We still live in America.
They're just going to put it in the Hall of Fame. That's what Max said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you keeping it?
Yeah, I'm keeping it. So Adler's keeping it.
Wow. I'm giving
Greg's
it
Greg's keeping it.
I would rather
Helmsy
have
and Speedy
Bonds
giving it back. Blazing Silver, are you keeping it or giving it back? That's, you can't just shake say no. Which one?
Giving it back.
You're giving it back? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Every one of y'all would keep it.
And you?
Once it leaves the yard, it's anybody's ball.
Well, we didn't say
nobody said
just,
that.
In my opinion, it's just doing.
You've called it.
Albert would care.
You've called it. Albert wants it back. Okay.
I remember in the '61, the great movie, Roger Maris said, look, if that guy can take that, it helps him and his family, then good for him.
I get that.
America. We got that.
But all that we got.
Albert's not even mad. He's not mad.
That's not mad at all.
Evermore the reason I keep it.
The article, it says he's not mad.
Evermore the reason I keep it.
He's probably a little bit mad.
But he's probably disappointed. I think he's disappointed.
Does everybody know who I am?
Kind of like we are with Rick and the Pound Cake. We're disappointed at Rick, not mad at you.
Yes, everybody knows who you are.
Does everybody know who I am? So I can't go back to a Cardinals game.
You could go back.
People be mad at me. People are going to be real mad.
You have to wear sunglasses the whole time.
You ain't going to be like that guy that messed up the foul ball in the World Series.
But people are mad at you. You didn't give Albert a seven with ball back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You had to hear that.
Of course, now that I'm sitting up in club level after what I made off of it, I probably don't care.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, but the
What if he makes Albert pay him for it?
That ball is worth how much at auction?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Any sports memorabilia people out there? There's only four people to ever hit over 700. Only four.
That's an expensive ball. And I don't feel like meeting Pujols and getting a jersey and taking a picture, they're not giving me a $1 million experience if that ball's worth $1 million.
You know what? Can I tell you something? This is interesting watching you. Back before you had children.
Right.
You would have given it back.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
But he's thinking about, I got bills.
You've got to pay off this deck, yeah.
I got to pay for college one day.
Right.
Just that deck deal alone, you ain't giving it back. Yeah.
I have figured out it really doesn't matter how much my money I have. My family's just going to spend it.
Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't really matter.
Now daddy's mad.
You know what I mean?
All right,
I'm
going to
give it back.
What about this?
Don't give it back.
What if I say, tell me if y'all think this is bad form. I contact Pujols however I can, and I say, what kind of money are we talking from you? What are you going to give me?
Oh, you're holding it.
You're negotiating.
I'm negotiating.
Wow. Okay.
Can I negotiate with it? That's not bad form. I may decide that I'm going to let Pujols have it, but I'd like to know where we stand.
I'm keeping it.
Is it wrong for me to find out what the market will bear?
How bad do you want it?
Right.
All right. How about this, too? Because I saw this being talked about when Aaron Judge comes up. He's trying to, break records, too. Mm-hmm. And they did the same thing with Albert. Whenever they came up to bat, they would go to a special bucket, and all the baseballs were marked.
Yeah.
So in case something happens, you can verify this is the ball. Because I know that's important to me.
Absolutely.
You know that
you have to. It has to be.
So we know validated. He's got. We know this guy's got it.
Found that word.
Of course, he's turned down multiple offers.
I would keep Albert's because I thought that was bad when his wife had surgery and he didn't go.
Oh, here it goes, Greg.
That's a good point, Greg. Pujols has made $350 million across his career, and that's just his salary. So he can afford to pay. He can afford to pay you or me.
How bad do you want this ball, Albert?
That's what I would say. That's what probably
I will let.
This chump changed to him.
What if I went out there and said the ball is whoever wants it for $1.2 million? Or just I grabbed a number. That may not be the number. I'm just grabbing one out there.
If you can be Albert or it can be whoever.
Did he hit that at home or in L.A. State?
It looked like Dodger Stadium.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about thousands of dollars? Are we talking about hundreds of thousands?
So was it a Dodgers fan that caught it? I may be wrong.
Were they even playing the Dodgers?
That's who they hit it off of.
Who knows?
If Albert came to my house, knocked on my door, and said, I'd like the ball back, I'd give it to him. But he'd have to come to my house.
I would sit down and eat supper.
I want to know how much we think the ball's worth.
This is from Pujols. Souvenirs are for the fans. I don't have any problem if he wants to keep it. If they want to give it back, that's great. But at the end of the day, I don't focus on material stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing to say.
Hey, he wants it back, basically what that means.
That is what that means.
So that's what you got out of that.
Yes. off camera, he said, that SOB.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen to this. Y'all not going to believe this. The owner of an auction company. Now, this is from an emailer. I don't know whether he knows what he's talking about or not. The owner of an auction company is offering $2 million for Judge's 62nd home run.
Oh,
so $700 is worth probably more than that.
Hey, yo.
Well, I got news for you. We're talking them. Well, you wouldn't have to go that high, but if you're really going that high, I'm sorry, Albert. And I hope you mean what you said about me keeping it because I am keeping it.
Right.
But to your point about Judge, and so he's sitting on 60 or he's sitting on 61. Which one? He's sitting on 60. So Maris is. Well, we got 10 games left, so we're going to – he'll do it. He'll do it at some point over the next couple of days, Aaron Judge.
$2 million for that ball? And what can I get for $700?
Wow.
Because a lot of people have broken Maris's record.
Let me ask you this.
Huh?
Let's say that auction guy you got.
Not a lot of people, Greg.
More.
That's what Greg says.
You got $2 million offered now. Do you take it or do you sit on it for a few years and see if it goes?
I take it.
Yes, take it.
I've seen these people that sit on things, Gary being one of them. Hey, it ain't none of your business what I do with this land. I mean, I'm like, Gary, you're going to fool around, and the best offer you had is already passed. You know, it'd be just my. Well, if somebody's offering you $2 million, what are you waiting on?
I agree. I'm just
so
saying.
If he 10 games left, Speedy, help me out. That's probably what 40 at bats. You gonna walk a few? So now we're down to probably 32, 33. Can he hit 2 home runs and beat Maris in those 32, 33 at bats? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Mike's in Birmingham. Mike, you got 30 seconds on the Rick and Bubba show. Go right ahead.
Okay, guys, I was just going to tell you that sometimes the Lord puts stuff on you that you really don't expect. But what y'all were talking about, taking care of Bubba, if you come in, you'd have to bring somebody else with him.
Yep.
I had to do that for my mother, my wife, and my brother.
Yeah, but you ain't ever done it for Bubba, though. I mean, in all fairness.
No, I ain't never done it for Bubba, but my brother's about as big as Bubba.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you know
treasure what? In heaven.
Mike, send us your info in case we need you. That's kind of you to offer that, buddy.
Really is. That's good.
Well, you never know. We might need him.
We might.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, that's a man. That's a kind man right there.
If it's on a Tuesday or Thursday, he can even answer phone calls.
He sure can.
There you go.
You can screen calls and wait for Bubba to need to go to the toilet.
Screen phones and wipe Bubba.
I still think it's got to be a
that's
bigger.
Here, how it sounded.
It's got to be a
that's
bigger. You just said it right in the mic. It's got to be a better. I mean, I understand taking care of family, but some of the things for family versus for person, stranger.
And I want to make sure everybody is aware. We didn't bring this up. Bubba actually brought it up in a text.
Well,
This was not us. He brought this up to us.
He sent us the steps he needed to take to get back.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the steps he said must be accomplished before he can return, unless we're willing.
Right.
And everybody said, we are not willing. Yeah. Let's make that a step. Mike says if that holds him up and that's all that's left and he can't quite get there, he'll handle it.
That's it. That's what Mike said.
I don't know if that's what Mike
said. That's what Mike said.
Yep. Said he had a lot of experience.
And I will say this, giving him a T-shirt or something after that won't feel like enough.
No, right. We're going to throw a mug in.
Yep. Thank you, Greg. God, that's good.
All right, I've sent the theme. I think
throw a mug in.
You're talking about the birthday cake thing.
Yeah, okay. We're good, I think.
Oh, good.
So, by the way, emailer came up with the idea for the cake on Monday, and it is a great one.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sunny 105. Greg, standing by. Greg, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm glad I didn't get through earlier, but when I was listening to Best Of and Bubba, the guy that used to call screaming doo-doo tallywhacker.
Yeah.
Remember him?
I sure do.
I do.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Bubba said that he said, I bet that guy's a doctor. You know, what do you do after your day? It was on the Best Of.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a funny phone troll.
Was. I remember that. Yeah. I was just thinking about Mike again because I can't get past it, but – imagine if you know how Brian Regan talked about being the me monster if you were a guy who went to the moon? Like anytime somebody's telling a story, picture a Rick and Bubba fan claiming they're the biggest Rick and Bubba fan, and Mike saying, are you finished now? Let me tell you what I did for him.
good.
He would be the most loyal, biggest fan ever. No one could ever knock him off that.
Permanent. Put his name
and
on
the picture
plaque,
all the people saying stuff. Hey, man, one time I brought him a pie. Did you? Okay, guy, that's impressive.
Yeah, I bet they loved it.
You ready for what I did? That'd be the end of it.
You're right.
Man, if I could get
listener
down there,
of the year for the lifetime.
That'd just be for
I don't know how to transition from that to Butterfinger ice cream. But I'm going to try.
Not of the year, lifetime.
Listener of the week, of the month, of the year.
Listener of
the lifetime.
Of forever.
Can anybody topped?
No.
That I took one of them to the bathroom and cleaned them up? Anybody?
Really?
No.
Can anybody beat that?
No.
Top that.
I'd like us to move on.
Yeah.
I get that there's people that need help. I mean, that's why we have people to help. But if you can come to work, you can do that. If not,
No. 100%.
They need care.
What we're saying, Bubba said, which it's his, and he's the one who brought it up.
Yes.
Just heads up. Some of the delay is going to be, I got to get to where I can do this on my own.
Got it. Well, then stay home till you can.
Right.
Yes.
And that's. But what Mike is saying, if that's the only thing left on the list, he would come through. I say, Mike, that's a nice thought, but I say it stays on the list. Until we're past that, it just don't come
right. You know how we've come a long way on like these how am I trying to say these these polls that extend, like if you're trying to change
paint something, change
a light bulb, like a light bulb extendable on the exterior of the house. Yeah. What if you had a wipe that extends like that and you
don't ever do that.
You know what I'm saying? But you
don't ever. That's a good idea. Yes.
And it also gives me an idea.
Where it was going.
Great.
It also you don't have to be in there.
I blacked out for a minute.
It also gives me an idea what to do with the leftover Rick and Bubba COVID mask.
Right. Imagine doing that. But you just...
strap it on the end of it.
Yeah, there you go.
See, there, Mike's even getting to use one with a logo on it.
For those that just joined
us. The ones on the floodlights, you can extend those two stories. Yeah. I mean, you could be at the door, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. You had to really get in there with that one, the way you made your face.
Stop doing that.
Right. Oh, that's really good.
It's really good.
What it is. Yeah.
Bubba's the one that brought this up.
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted to remind
me. We had to keep saying that.
Would you do it with an extender?
That's one thought.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, I say we leave it on the list.
Okay.
That's just my thought. Mm-hmm. Big Head Chuck, looks like you've been toppled for listener of the week.
Well, Rick, I just want to talk about this. You remember when y'all first moved to Birmingham, I brought ice cream, and Bubba ate for 3 hours.
Yes. Sure did.
Yep.
It's really good ice cream.
And he was so, do you remember he was so sick the last hour,
mm-hmm.
he could not finish.
I do remember that.
He kept his head down on the desk and did not talk for the last hour.
I remember that.
Am I responsible? I mean, you know how many times I brought ice cream. Am I responsible for this?
If you look back, that could be a resounding yes.
Yep. Contributor, yes. Responsible, probably not.
Yeah. But contributor, definitely a contributor.
Definitely a contributor.
And definitely didn't help.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well.
Definitely a contributor.
I remember that.
Lake Martin. Is this Denise? Lake Martin, go ahead. 30 seconds.
It's Logan Martin. Bless Bubba's heart, he's fixing to have to go through some humility that he's never had to go through before. And I understand how bad he is. I've always taken care of my neighbors, elder family members, my family members, hospitals, bathing, wiping, feeding, whatever they need, they always call me.
Well, you're a good in all fairness, Mike beat you to it. I mean, but
she could be a backup for Mike.
But you could be a backup.
Like a bullpen almost?
Just have, I think the key there is family.
Give me the lefty. Yeah, we're leaving out an important ingredient there, family.
Family.
Yeah.
Now she claimed everybody called.
But she said she was a neighbor of
the That's, people. Wow.
Wendy. Strangers.
Close neighbors.
Wendy and Mobile.
I don't think she said strangers.
Wendy, go ahead. Tourist.
Hey, we call my sister affectionately the death angel because she's been by so many people's bedside. Her gift is caring and comfort. She was with my husband, my daddy, various aunts and uncles.
We're not there yet, Wendy.
I know, yeah, but I'm just relating it to when you don't go to the hospital.
Right, okay. Yes. Okay.
No, it is a gift.
And they want her there.
Okay.
They want her there.
Yeah, yeah.
For the home health care people.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was the call Bubba was looking for, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's good to...
I found a spinning duster that comes with an extension arm.
Yeah, well, that could be it.
There you go.
That's what we need right there.
Yeah,
that would be perfect.
That just gets us at least 6 feet away.
Yeah, yeah. And then we also need that memory erasing device for Men in Black. And
right.
We're good to go. Yeah. I'll do it.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. I was on Twitter.
All right, Twitter.
Twitter. But this is worth discussion. Which of the following animals, if any, do you think you could beat in a fight if you were unarmed?
Hmm.
And it has Brits and Americans in two different categories. We were all asked. And then it rolls down. And I'm not going to read the ones that, you know, have a high percentage. I mean, I guess I will. Of course, everybody jumped in. Real high percentage. Rat, house cat, goose. Medium-sized dog.
You gotta watch him geese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But here's where it gets real surprising. Okay, this is where I'm surprised. Did you know that 6% of people, about the same percentage in of British people and Americans, think they could take a grizzly bear?
What?
There's 6% of people that think they can do that.
No. Take or just you talking about like fight
That's
off
not
where
they could what? Beat
in a fight.
That's
a
grizzly stupid. Bear.
That guys, that's a shock.
Hey, I got news for you. You ain't gonna beat that elephant either.
No, nor a lion.
So look at this list.
This is bogus.
What?
I think I could take an eagle.
How about nobody's going to take an elephant? Because you're unarmed.
You ain't going to take a chimpanzee.
No.
A large dog depends on the breed.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The chimpanzee people are out of their mind. You,
King Cobra? Yeah.
You may have a better chance against the bear.
What about kangaroo?
I think I could take one.
Do you?
You think you ever seen them?
I mean, claws.
No,
they got claws.
I'm just telling you, I think I can. I know their problem. I know they're going to be difficult, but I think I'm the man to do it.
Wait a minute.
I think I can beat up a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. No, this is the least amount that you want to fight.
Beat in a fight.
You're looking at the graph wrong.
Beat?
0%, 20%, 40%. Rat is the one that people would most, and house cat.
Well, that's what I said.
No, that's what
I said.
Yeah,
I'm surprised anybody says they can beat a grizzly bear.
He's saying that 6% of the people
actually said
they can.
I'm shocked that's not a zero. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. No, it is low, but I'm shocked there's that many people that think that.
Yeah, there's 6%. Think about that, Greg. Think about our population. 6%.
Americans much more
confident. That's a lot of people that think they can beat a grizzly bear.
Mm. I'm shocked at how many think they can beat a chimpanzee.
The only thing I can't beat is the rat and the house cat. I'm scared of a goose.
A chimpanzee's way
too high. You can't beat up a goose?
I've been attacked by one.
He's trying to be silly.
Greg, you can beat up a goose.
Anybody else been attacked by a goose?
But you,
yes, I have.
Greg, you can.
But they can't. You could beat it.
There's nothing they can do.
If you could.
I've had one run at me at the golf course like.
Oh, yeah. They're very territorial.
Here's who I think I can beat up. Obviously, the rat and the house cat and the goose, Greg. Medium-sized dog, I can handle that.
It stops right there.
I don't know about the eagle.
I think I can take an eagle.
I will be wounded, but I can beat
it. Yes. I can beat an eagle. I can beat a large dog.
Yep.
Stops a chimpanzee.
I cannot beat a chimpanzee. Anything that can rip my arms off and beat me with it.
Yes.
From that down, I can't beat it.
I think I can beat a kangaroo and a wolf.
They're so strong, Rick.
Ooh, Rick, a kangaroo will disembowel you.
They're so strong.
I know.
You cannot. Just.
And the large dog,
I got to tell
you,
I feel pretty good about me.
Breed is important on that large dog.
I feel pretty good about me against a lion.
What?
Rick, now
the
king
of the
jungle.
That's
ridiculous. Silly.
The king of the jungle.
I'm telling you, I think I can do it.
You're unarmed.
I know, but you ain't going to believe how nuts I'm going to go.
It doesn't matter.
I tell you what you don't want none of. You don't want none of that elephant.
No, you
no.
don't.
No.
Headstand, it's over.
It's over.
I would rather
you become mush.
I would rather take on a king cobra, a kangaroo, a wolf, all that besides a chimpanzee. If a chimpanzee touches you.
They're horrible.
And plus the things that they do.
He gets his hands on you.
The things that they do.
Yeah, where they go.
Guys,
they're evil about it.
They'll eat your face off.
And
they're worse.
I get it that a crocodile, if he you know, clamps down on you.
But if we could
hold that mouth down.
Yes.
Like jump on the back.
Okay, if I have to fight one.
You're
right.
Okay, Greg, let's pick. Everybody's got to pick one. From chimpanzee down. Which one do you think you can take?
I'm going to go crocodile.
I'm going wolf.
I'm going kangaroo. Definitely not wolf.
Rick, there's no way.
You don't think I can beat a wolf?
How are you going to get around it?
As soon as he goes for the jugular, I'm going to grab him right here, and I'm crushing his ribs.
Well, is he going to lay there and let you do
no,
that?
No, but he's after my jugular. He's not. I'm going to turn my head.
You are?
I'm going to get him around his ribs.
Are you going to tell him to hang on while you do that?
No, he's going to jump. He's jumping on me.
Okay.
Y'all going to be surprised. Because
if he doesn't jump, then I'm really going to beat him.
Okay. You're going to be surprised. Huh? I think I'm going after King Cobra.
I am too.
What? Have you lost your mind?
As long as I can get my hands on him.
How you going to do that?
Hey, can y'all imagine Stomp if we lived in a grab world, my head. And Rick, you've talked about this.
You may be right. Kangaroo's a better choice, probably. Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.